I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Fear escalates as Taliban fighters block Afghans trying to reach the Kabul airport. Though experts and allies voice concern, the United States is sticking to an August 31st departure. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization calls for immediate access so it can get humanitarian aid into Afghanistan. Hard for Iran's Mike Ansari.
The Taliban has a hit list of known Christians they are targeting to kill. They are raiding houses and going through people's phones to look for any Christian apps. Afghan believers are in danger and they are fleeing to the mountains. Many of them feel they have been abandoned.
The only thing we can do is also the most powerful thing we can do, and that's pray.
Pray for God's work to continue in Afghanistan and to protect the church. Pray for Taliban zeal to be broken, to be replaced by humility and kindness.
And more than 500,000 miners are at risk from the August 14 earthquake in Haiti. Details from MNN's Katie Harth.
Parents tell Reuters they don't know how they'll provide for their children in the weeks to come. The earthquake damaged or destroyed hundreds of thousands of homes and infrastructure. Locals say they have no hope of rebuilding. They only want food for today and a tarp to block the rain. Haitian film workers and partners of Jesus Film Project are on the ground and ready to respond. Believers offer hope beyond this life, the hope of Christ, along with relief aid. Jesus Film needs your help to supply those items. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can find us here on social media or at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. You help us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. When you consider giving, look for the support tab at missionnews.org.